this is really the difference between me and the other people in the race. If you ask the other people in the race, well, how do you create jobs now? They'll talk about, well, we'll pass legislation that will encourage vocational training, and then it's going to take many years before you get the waterfall effect of doing that. So I said to him, okay, I didn't come in here planning to solve the Delta job problem, but it seems to me off the top of my head, we produce gazillions of tons of food that then go elsewhere to be processed. So if we take a half bushel of corn that might be $3, it turns into $30 worth of popcorn, right? So we need to simply make, you know, do the added value manufacturing here. We need to process it here. He says, well, how do, you know, any thoughts? I'm like, give me a couple weeks. So I'm in a member of an organization of CEOs that network around the world. And I looked on the database and I found a corn chip company with a guy. It's called Young Presidents Organization. So I call him up, and one of the rules is they have to take your call. You can't not take somebody's call. And I get the CEO on the phone, and I said, I need a favor, but the favor is actually in your interest. I'm a big believer is very few people will do you a favor, but if the favor is really in their interest, then they'll do it. So I said, he said, what's that? I said, I want you to open a plant in Delta next to a cornfield. He said, what? He laughed. I said, but I'm going to help you rebrand your company to give you a distinctive advantage over all the other corn chips in the world. I said, now you can advertise on your bag, farm to table, freshest chips in the industry within 48 hours from the field to the bag. I don't know who's not going to buy those chips over Frito-Lay and all the stuff, who knows what. He goes, oh my God, you've now created a way for me to differentiate myself on the shelf at no cost. In fact, I probably save money because now I'm not shipping corn to the West Coast and then shipping it back, and I probably have lower labor rates in Mississippi. So that's in the way. It's 1,000 jobs. That's what private sector people do.